This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now for hour number two is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Would you like to say the pledge for the second time?
I certainly would.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Minnesotans, God bless them, have taken legal action over the critical race theory. A whole bunch of individual groups have turned around to sue the educational system in Minnesota about teaching a critical race theory, and I think they got a really good chance of winning their case.
Well, right, and this, of course, this is people in Minnesota who have just had enough of all of this, basically, and this is one of their ways of getting this redressed, and that is to bring a legal action. And, of course, the idea of the critical race theory, talking about that it's, all this stuff is just repackaged. You know, this is from many, many, many years ago. It's Marxist-based, basically.
Of course.
And so it's the kind of thing that's, it's an alien ideology, an alien philosophy that's being brought in order to do exactly what we were talking about before, Captain, and that is to just destabilize the system, overload it, and make it feel like, none of this can stand anymore. This all has to be taken down. We have to do something new now. You know, that's what they're trying to do.
Well, make no mistake about it, folks. Our freedom is in danger worldwide, not just the United States, because what you haven't been hearing about are the protests that have erupted across Europe, some of them violent, over the COVID-19 mandates.
Yes, that's exactly right. Now, this is what's very interesting about this. Now, obviously, the people do not want any more lockdowns. They had some about 3,000 security forces that were deployed even just around Paris, for example, for the last three weekends. But here's an interesting thing. A court in Berlin over this last weekend declared that anti-lockdown protests are illegal. So guess what? If you want to go out and you want to protest you don't want lockdowns, that's illegal, and they're going to arrest you. Now, they're also going on to say that protests should be banned because if they weren't banned, then people protesting could spread COVID-19. So, yeah. Well, Captain, when I saw that earlier, I could only think, well, they must not be aware that in the United States you can go out and riot and that doesn't spread COVID-19. So maybe they're not doing the science right. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Now, in Colorado, the Democratic challenger to Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, who's the little short one that likes to wear the gun and all that, an NRA member and just a real firebrand, who happens to be a veterinarian, I might add, the Democratic challenger is a veterinarian, claims that her hospital's at full capacity with COVID patients. Well, she's a veterinarian, works on dogs, cats, and whatever, and she works in Wyoming.
She does work in Wyoming, and she is not in the district of Representative Boebert.
And she's not a medical doctor. She's a veterinarian. So what the hell is she talking about?
Well, she's a veterinarian, but she's also a licensed physical therapist, evidently, and works at the hospital as well. But yes, this is definitely one of those moments where they probably wish they could take back that criticism because, yeah, it doesn't apply to Boebert's district.
Now, you live in California, right?
Yep.
What's this about this new pig law that could cut off nearly all of California's pork supply, creating a huge spike in bacon prices for the rest of the country?
Well, you know, Captain, I'll just say this real quick. This could put the recall over the top. You tell all Californians, I'm sorry, no more bacon for you.
Well, it's not just bacon. I mean, it's
pork. Yes.
Pork, yeah.
Exactly.
Sausage, pork chops.
All this stuff and say, that's it. So you can't go order bacon and eggs anymore. But all kidding aside, this was an animal welfare proposition that was passed back in 2018, and it requires that space for breeding, that there be more space for breeding pigs, egg-laying chickens, and so forth. Now, that means if this is imported to California, it can't be if it doesn't follow these guidelines and so forth. So, obviously, what we expect is going to happen is there's going to be some kind of injunction against this. One would think is the National Pork Producers has gone to the Department of Agriculture and so forth, and likely there will be legal challenges to this. But honestly, Captain, this is one of those things where, it's only in California, I guess.
No, it would affect the whole country, unfortunately, because California, unfortunately, ships a lot of their pork products all around the country.
Well, sure, exactly. And only about 4% of the operations that would be affected seem to comply with these new rules.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. We're going to have Kathy give you the phone number, taking us out on the outro here. So, Kathy, go right ahead and give us the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Ms. Announcer Lady. This portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and his great MyPillow.com company. Now go to the website, MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials button that's right there. You will see a page with all kinds of products there at insanely, absolutely insanely, ridiculously low prices. And all you got to do is put in the promo code CAPTAIN. That's it, CAPTAIN. And when you do that, it'll save you a bunch of money. Now that's MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page. Click on the promo code CAPTAIN for anything you want in there, and it'll save you a bunch of money. Now, if you want to call them, if you got any questions, you can do that too. 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. CAPTAIN, the promo code, MyPillow.com. Save you a bunch of money. Take advantage of it. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, CAPTAIN.
All right, wait till you hear this one. You ready?
Yep.
The Cook County, Illinois State Prosecutor, Kimberly Fox, very famous, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. A Democrat, has sued to prevent Donald Trump from receiving a $1 million tax return owed to him by the state of Illinois for overpayment on some property that he owned.
Well, I guess, Captain, Donald Trump is now guilty of doing business while being Donald Trump, evidently.
Yeah, yeah. Now, she isn't entitled to that any more than a man in the moon.
Well, of course not. And obviously, you know, so it's $1 million of refund that he overpaid in property taxes.
That's correct.
Well, so, but if it was $5, they would still be trying to block it. It's the principle of the thing with them. They honestly believe that, you know, Trump is evil and maybe he should be denied to get coffee in the morning or something too. Nobody really knows. But we do know that Trump derangement syndrome seems to continue on its long-term effects here.
Well, it is, and it is a mental illness. You know, again, liberalism is a mental disorder. We heard that a long time ago. I even had the original person that wrote the book, and it was not Michael Savage. It was Dr. Lyle Rossiter Jr.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Michael Savage copied a lot of stuff out of Dr. Rossiter's book and gave him credit for it, but he basically added to what Dr. Rossiter had to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, very interesting. Well, you know, this whole thing, though, Captain, this is a perfunctory, you know, mechanism by which they are going to simply, or a routine mechanism, I should say, that just refunds the money.
Okay.
And it just seems like it's basic.
Okay, before I get to what Eric's saying in the chat room, fierce defund the police supporter AOC has spent tens of thousands of dollars on personal security, including to an ex-Blackwater contractor. That just came out over the weekend, and it gets even better. You want to hear it?
Yep.
The eviction moratorium is over as of Sunday, and progressive members of the Congress are furious trying to get House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to extend the moratorium. Now, the Biden team said they couldn't do anything because of a recent Supreme Court decision, so they booted the issue to Congress. Then Congress tried to do something. Nancy couldn't get the votes, so Congress adjourned for vacation yesterday, leaving the coming problems unaddressed and infuriating the progressives because now the lawsuits and evictions can start.
That's exactly right. And the Democrats have no one to blame but themselves on this. The very fact that even AOC is coming out so strongly about this is a major indicator of perhaps that all is not well over in the far left Democrat land.
Well, the other thing is that you are right when you say all of that. But the other thing is Nancy thought she had the votes and could just snap her fingers and there they would be. And no, she didn't.
Right. Right, but and the Supreme Court though was correct. It should go to Congress. Again, this is exactly the way that we're supposed to run things. It's supposed to go to the legislature.
Right.
But the Democrats for a long time have been relying on the Supreme Court decisions. But that's right. But in the meantime though, I believe a lot of the federal agencies, where possible, will extend the eviction moratorium from the federal government, even though it won't be a law or something like that.
Well, I can guarantee you that nothing that Congress has done in the past 3 months has improved their standing with the voters, most of whom continue to rate congressional job approval performance at 17%, which is poor, to say the least.
Well, no kidding. And you would think that here's President Biden. He's not Donald Trump. It's the kindler, gentler thing all over again. But yet it's just going down the tubes.
And he's at 47%.
Right. Well, that's because also people are figuring out that, well, wait a minute, you know, what is this?
This isn't what we signed on for.
It's not what we signed on for.
We didn't sign on for gasoline that's doubled in price since January.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And they've also seen, as they look back, they see the protection.
And the next jackass that tells me that gasoline's gone up 45% when you can't figure out that $1.87 a gallon times two is how much, Kyle?
Well, it's almost $4, somewhere in there, right?
It's $3.74,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We got gas stations in this country selling gas for $4, $4.25, $4.50, and even upwards to $5 a gallon. Isn't that double what I just told you?
Well, exactly right, yeah.
So give me a break here. And then they say, well, gasoline's only up 45%. Depends on where you're at.
Well, how about this? How about, you know, let's take anything. Well, cars are only up 45%. You know, milk is only up 45%. You know, that it starts to get into some, you know, people would say, what? What are you talking about? But it's a way of trying to minimize things and make it sound less than it really is. But you're telling them what's going on.
By the way, somebody saw my vehicle yesterday. They were a car dealer, used car dealer.
Yeah.
They wanted to buy it right on the spot. You'd be surprised. They offered me, you know, some money, and I said, well, not enough. I know what 45% more than what the value is that I know it is worth. So it wasn't close. So I just said, nope, not interested.
Yeah, well, but it does go to show that you've got car dealers and car resellers and so forth looking to...
Well, it was the type of vehicle that I had that he wanted because...
Oh, really?
Yeah, there you go. Okay, now, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is facing calls right now to resign from some outraged Democrats after he made a joke about House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and what he would do if Republicans regained a House majority in the 2022 midterm election. So, Kyle, the question is, what did McCarthy do?
Well, McCarthy was talking about the 2022 midterms, and he said, and I quote, these are his words, not mine or ours. It says, I want to watch Nancy Pelosi hand me that gavel. It will be hard not to hit her with it, end quote. So obviously, you know, I don't think anybody believes that Kevin McCarthy would take a gavel and then hit Nancy Pelosi with it. That's patently ridiculous. What we have seen, though, Captain, is we've seen people actually take aim, fire, and hit Republicans playing baseball on a field. So those who are going to say Nancy Pelosi needs to resign for a threat of violence against her, this kind of thing, they better kind of start realizing exactly what they're talking about here.
Yeah, and he said it was a joke.
Well, yeah, and maybe it's an improperly placed joke. Maybe it's a bad joke. There's no doubt about that. But, again, in other words, you know, would the Capitol Police run over and go, let's talk about this threat you made against Nancy Pelosi? That's not that kind of thing,
Yeah. Obviously.
And if it was a serious threat, then, yes, he would probably have to resign.
Don't forget, Kyle, she's an 81-year-old grandmother.
Well, sure, and you know, but again, it's to, you know, should he have said it? No. Mm-hmm. Did he get himself in this mess? Yes.
Yeah. But
yeah.
You want to hear me get into trouble right now?
What's that?
She's an 81-year-old battle axe.
Well, that's some people would say that as well.
I don't care. I'm telling the truth. She's an 81-year-old battle axe.
Well, but Nancy Pelosi, in so many ways, has overstayed her welcome in that sense, and her effectiveness. I think that's the important aspect to this. You know, she stayed on thinking that maybe they were just going to run, and they have been trying to run gangbusters.
Let me answer Eric here. Yeah, that's the one that referenced Jesse Smollett and let him off the hook. You are right, Kevin, talking about Kimberly Fox.
Mm-hmm, right.
Yeah, she's the one that let Kevin... Or let Jesse Smollett off the hook that took his plea deal, and then they weren't going to, you know, charge him and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff.
Yeah, even though he helped to tear the country apart by making a false statement like that.
Yeah, exactly. And set the whole thing up himself, I might add.
Well, that's right. I mean, people find that so distasteful. And, you know, to exacerbate problems, you know, we need to be looking, it sounds cliche, right? We need to be looking for solutions, not problems.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, I'm going to jump right out of the gate at the Democrats and what's going on with Larry Elder. Yeah, our Larry Elder, the one we all know and love. Okay, be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As several areas across the country see rises in the number of new COVID cases, Florida is seeing one of the worst surges. The state's Department of Health says there are more than 10,200 COVID patients in Florida hospitals as of Sunday, setting a new record. The state also recorded its highest number of daily new COVID-19 cases since the beginning of the pandemic last week, with more than 21,600. And the head of a military junta in Myanmar has declared himself prime minister, promising new elections in the country in 2023. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing extended a state of emergency in the country for two more years before those elections will be held. The announcement coming 6 months after the military coup that overthrew Myanmar's democratically elected government. That was followed by weeks of protests that saw military forces kill nearly 1,000 protesters and arrest another 7,000. The military claimed that the February elections were tainted by widespread fraud. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I think I will, Mr. Announcer Guy. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for more than 75 years, currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, to find out more information, and they'll give you a rate quote right there if that's what you want to do on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. They'll also offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. And the way you save money is when you bundle it with your homeowner's or renter's insurance or condo insurance. When you bundle all that together, that's when you save the money. And that's what I've done. They have my homeowner's and I have my car insurance with them. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, can't make this stuff up. Suddenly, out of seemingly nowhere, the Democrats in your great state of California, and by the way, the Democrats dominate California, correct?
That's true.
They are scrambling to find out anything they can about Larry Elder, digging for dirt, asking, could this guy actually be California's next governor? Short answer, hell yeah.
Well, absolutely. You know, he's leading the pack, basically, of challengers.
All of them.
Exactly, for Governor Newsom. And I think that the Newsom people are very, very concerned about this. And, yes, Larry Elder is going to be a force to be reckoned with. And, you know, it may start with name recognition. I've heard some political people talking about, well, it's all name recognition. Well, sometimes it can start there, but people are listening to Larry Elder, Captain. They're finding out he knows all about what's going on in California. They're finding out that he understands these issues, and they're finding out that he might have something better to do than Governor Newsom. So, yes, I think that is worrying them a lot.
Here's what they didn't know. Not only is Larry Elder an attorney, and a fairly good one, he was a business owner, and a good one at that. And he did very well in business, okay? Now, he's still an attorney, and he got out of the business that he was in because he went into radio and television.
Right, exactly.
But that doesn't mean he can't go back and he can't do what he did. And by the way, his experience is second to nobody's.
Well, exactly. Yeah, and again, the way that he can address the issues. I think, again, that Newsom certainly, of course, Newsom's not going to go to the debate of any kind or anything like that.
Newsom doesn't want to debate anybody.
Well, of course not. But he wants to go out and do government giveaways for everybody that they can think of. Yeah.
All right. Well, hold on, because we've got, let me see here. Let me look. I believe we've got Elliot and Wesley Chapel on the telephone line. Is that you, Elliot?
Yes. Good morning, Captain. I want you to know that all of us in America are pulling for Larry Elder in California, and we're pulling for Vernon Jones in Georgia. Captain, if you can give me 60 seconds here. You know, Pope Francis, America, lives at the Vatican, fortified with 2 miles of secure fencing that circles the Vatican, 39-foot walls. He lives in a fortified enclave. Never once did he reach out to Central America illegals to come join him at the Vatican in Rome. He's a one-sided hypocrite. He puts the burden on the American people with a vengeance. America, as far as I'm concerned, Catholic Charities is complicit with other hand-picked organizations by the Biden administration to funnel illegal immigrants all across America, including red states. Governor DeSantis, if you check these organizations out, you will learn that all through the night they have been moving thousands of infected humans into the state of Florida for two reasons. They wish to destroy Florida's great record on COVID-19. And to pack as many illegal people in Texas and Florida, to flip the state blue. Republicans, look at your red state and demand to know who the hell is these fake Christians. These organizational ideas are aligned with the scope of Pope Francis, Joe Biden, and Barack Obama. These plans were hashed during the Trump administration. Thanks, Captain.
Yep, and I know about the illegals in Florida, and I know about the spread and the intensity and the rising of cases, and I know a lot of it has to do with the illegals that are arriving in the middle of the night. Yes, I know all about all that, but so doesn't Governor DeSantis, and they're doing what they can to put a stop to it. But first you got to find out where the hell they're coming in from and how they're coming in, because, Kyle, they're not just coming in on buses anymore. They're not just coming in on airplanes anymore. They're coming in on trains. Some of them are actually riding in specially equipped trucks where they're air conditioned in the back and they got seats and they ride along. And it's unbelievable what the government is doing to hide these people, to move them from point A to B.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, Captain, I thought we were in a pandemic where everybody had to be vaccinated or wear a mask.
Well, it depends on where you're at, and it can be worse than others, and they're trying to make the pandemic worse in the red states because the red states are the ones who are doing so good.
Well, yeah, and they are also defiant against Joe Biden and his sayings and Dr. Fauci and his sayings.
Yeah. Now, that leads me to this one. Who's making the big bucks on COVID? Is it culprit number one, Big Pharma?
Yeah, I think so. Well, obviously, I mean, they're making millions and millions of doses of this stuff, and obviously, yes, they're going to have a major windfall.
Look at the stocks of the publicly traded companies.
Yep.
Look at Moderna.
Yep.
Look and see what their value is now from what it was.
Yep, exactly.
It's phenomenal. Now, could it be culprit number two, China?
Well, yeah, I would think so as well.
And
yep.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, obviously, they've got pharmaceutical interest in this as well.
Most of the pharmaceuticals that come into the United States are made in China.
Yep.
I don't know how we ever let them do that, but it's just a fact, and we need to get that the hell out of there as fast as we can. It's slowly starting to move out of there, but very slow.
Right.
And then culprit number three is the little Biden entourage itself, and you can explain that one.
Well, isn't Biden connected in with a lot of these things? He's made all kinds of money over the years, and obviously...
Still making money.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, and it's not just about Hunter Biden and his artwork or that kind of stuff, or the other, you know, board positions or whatnot, but it does seem that, you know, Biden has been pretty well outfitted, especially back when they were making the trips as vice president. And to go and talk, quote-unquote, business in China.
Right? Well, one of the sons of one of the brothers of Joe Biden is acting as a lobbyist, and he was acting as a lobbyist for some sort of group, not a country per se, but it was on behalf of China, and he was trying to do it in such a way that it was bypassing the political end so that you couldn't say that he was working for a foreign government, but they found out about it.
Yeah.
And we just heard about it over the weekend. And that's going to be a big brouhaha. You watch and see.
Yeah. Well, then wasn't Biden referred to, I think, in these emails we've heard about that he's the big guy. What's the big guy going to get, basically?
Yeah.
Yep.
I was going to say Big Poppy. All right. Well, all right. I got one quick thing, and then we'll get to the last one. Detroit and Seattle are both going to hold two top nonpartisan primaries for mayor on August the 3rd. That could be very interesting what happens in those two Democratic-run cities.
That's right. In Detroit, they have 10 candidates, I believe, that are running. In Seattle, they've got 15 candidates. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised that the police chief in Detroit didn't run for mayor and instead is running for governor. But then again, I hope the people of Detroit realize how good they're going to have it if this police chief that ran or that is running for governor actually gets the nomination.
Well, right. And, of course, the idea is that, you know, can things really continue going on the way they've gone on?
All right. Now, quickly, CNN's Brian Stetler has compared the Donald Trump supporters to the Jonestown cult members.
Well, you know, he comes out and says stuff like that. I can only say that he must think he's losing badly at this point.
Takes one to know one.
Yeah, well, he's sitting there saying this kind of stuff to do what? And it, again, it's let's get back onto the Trump thing. Let's say something.
And what happened to the Jonestown cult members?
Well, remember they took they drank the Kool-Aid that was given to them.
Yeah, they committed suicide.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's apparently making it sound like as if all the cult Trump supporters are suicidal. But I think we better look at Stetler first. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Network, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Okay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, you guys, up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And I hope you're behaving yourself up there. By the way, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Plan J Truck Sauce. Pull on in there, tell them the captain sent you, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, and then join the driver's club. Join the driver's club. Get yourself some points for the coffee that you're going to have that's going to be free continually. Plus, if you get one of those cups they got there, you'll be able, one of those Yeti cups, you'll be able to get a free drink forever too, whatever it is, cold or hot. It's like they charge it for a refill. But anyway, let's get started. Tonight is Three Dog Night tonight, and this is another one that I haven't heard in a while. Here we go.
Well, I never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music. See, the ladies are insane there, and they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it, never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Well, I've never been to England.
I've never been to Spain, but that's Three Dog Night, and they're talking all about being to Spain and a couple other places, too. Kyle, you remember that one?
Yeah, well, that goes back to 1971.
Yeah, I thought it was an oldie but goodie, and it sure as heck was. Okay, well, let's truck on into the weather here. I'm going to read a statement, then hand it over to you. We have had some changes in the weather of this hour, folks, so it figures, you know, this time of the night, things happen. So there's a little bit of a difference in the weather map, and we'll tell you about it here in a second. But I need to let you know that in looking at the weather right now, we do have some monsoonal moisture out west again. We've got plenty of it and bad air quality in some areas. And some heat in, out there in the desert, California way, and also over in the western part of Arizona. But, Kyle, you take it away and tell us what's going on.
Well, thank you, Captain. Earlier in hour number one, we talked about some of the flash flood watches that were going on in northeastern New Mexico. That seems to have dropped off since hour number one, so that's one of the changes. The I-70, though, closure at Glenwood Canyon in western Colorado is going to remain in effect, so be careful in that area. You may have at least a two-hour detour to get around it. It's going to be there for at least the foreseeable future, at least over the next few days as they try and get it cleared away. But there's flash flood watches all around that area, so you definitely want to be careful in terms of the weather there. In western Colorado, air quality alerts all down the I-25 corridor. That is smoke and ozone issues. Also in eastern Wyoming, air quality alerts there. In western Wyoming, including Cody, we have flash flood watches going on. Now, this is going to go on up through Montana, near Bozeman and Helena. You can have some of this weather issue, flash flood watches, and air quality alerts around Helena, I should say. Then also in north central Idaho, flash flood watch there, and all through central Idaho as well. So you want to be careful there. Down in California, as the captain mentioned, we've got excessive heat watches that have returned for most of the Southern California region. So you want to be aware of that. And then in the Arizona area around Kingman, there were reports of some dust storms, so be advised of that.
You know, it's amazing that it seems that all of the smoke seemed to go over and settle in the Minnesota and Iowa areas right now, where they've got a really bad poor quality alert due to the smoke coming out of the fires there to the west. So that's what's going on right now. Plus, you got some unsettled weather conditions from Fargo all the way up to the Canadian border up I-29, and most of the eastern part on I-29, Sioux Falls on up to the Fargo area. You've got some unsettled weather conditions there. Western part of Nebraska, unsettled weather conditions there. Might run into something interesting along 80 and I-76 coming out of Colorado, so we'll have to wait and see. But in the meantime, we do have some, and I guess it might be because of the way the wind is blowing, we do have some lakeside flooding on the western side of Michigan along the eastern side of Lake Michigan. And that runs about 100 miles north on down and around through Gary, Indiana. So be advised there that some of the low-running areas there, apparently the water's being pushed onshore again by whatever means is going on there. Now, we do have a storm system that's starting to develop, and we could have some really bad weather today, folks, in Alabama and Georgia. The conditions are ripe for all sorts of things to happen. We'll wait and see, but right now, be paying attention to the weather radio there. And number two, right now we have a high heat warning that just popped itself up for Naples up through the central part of Florida, pretty much up by U.S. 27, Lake Okeechobee, on up towards Lake Placid, and just to the east of Tampa over there towards Lakeland. High temperatures 95 to 99 in that area. That's without the heat index. And then, Kyle, we've got some fog skipjacking along the east coast tonight, the Chesapeake Bay on up towards Jersey, and then up north of Jersey, up along I-95 up through Maine and around the coastal areas of Connecticut. So tell us how to hear your show, my man.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him. And now we're going to talk to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we've got us a 2,700-page bill thereabouts headed loaded with all kinds of neat little goodies for the Democrats, we think, and most of it still isn't written yet. So we don't really know what's going to be in it. Neither will most anybody else until they vote on it, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So I don't – you really think this thing's going to pass?
I don't. I think whatever version they come out with, if it even gets out of the Senate, will go over to the House. They will make some big changes to it. So I think in some cases we can necessarily wait this thing out. But the House is on vacation, I think. Is that
they
right?
They are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... I think it's not something that's immediate by any stretch.
Well, unfortunately for Nancy Pelosi, AOC and the squad are madder than a firecracker about all this stuff because they thought this was going to be done and they don't know who to blame, but they're blaming Nancy. And then on top of that, you had the eviction moratorium that went south Saturday night, so now people are eligible. As a matter of fact, today I have been told that there's paperwork all ready to go headed to the court system.
To what? Extend it?
No, to start evicting people.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yep. It's already been sitting there waiting for months and months, and some of the worst cases are going to be acted upon, and we'll just see what happens. But what they're trying to do is there are some states that are trying to extend it, and we did get one state, maybe two over the weekend, it looks like, that are going to vote and extend things today. For their people, so that it'll go at least into September, and we'll see how that works out.
Look, this thing wasn't meant to be in perpetuity.
No.
You know, these residents have had a long time to figure this out, get a job. People got money, not a lot, but they still got some nonetheless. So, this is nuts.
Hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, right after this top-of-the-hour news break. And we'll be back with more. Don't go nowhere. And Kathy is going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.